Fresh Takes. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash catches Pikachu, we don't evolve. We just level up and talk about Daredevil, Born Again, Episode 5 and 6, Episode 5 titled With Interest. Makes sense with the bank heist episode. Yes. And Episode 6, Excessive Force, here with Meme. Hello. We're kind of winging it today because busy day, or not too busy, but it had something going on beforehand, and we're just going to roll with it.
We got this. We've done this a time or two.
The winged episode.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to lay up both episodes. We have, with interest, episode 5, that is the bank heist episode. It was with Yusuf Khan, the dad from Ms. Marvel, who was also in Captain Marvel and the show Ms. Marvel, of course. Kind of making a cameo appearance, was kind of the second character. And it was all about Matt Murdock stopping a bank heist, and was the only episode that wasn't reworked when they kind of had the original plans for the show. Which is really interesting, because this is kind of our insight to like what the show would have been if they didn't rework it. And then episode 6 has nothing to do with episode 5, really.
Yeah. Which I was kind of confused, by the why they did this as a two-parter.
I think I know why, and I'll explain in a bit.
Okay.
At least what I think would happen. Because we were expecting like a two-part episode, like Punisher involved, Muse being like the final villain, and it being like this two-part
like event. A big epic like two-hour event. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And there was it kind of was, but kind of wasn't, because they weren't connected. The sixth one was all about Kingpin kind of working his muscle with the families and working his muscle with the all the things that were happening in the show. And then Matt Murdock / Daredevil approaching Muse, who kind of had his first episode that was kind of dedicated to him.
Yep.
So let's talk about the first one. As we said, we thought both these episodes were going to be together, more Punisher involved, more Muse focus. But episode 5 was kind
basically a bottle episode.
Yeah, a bottle episode with Matt Murdock and Yusuf Khan, the only one that wasn't changed. I think the reason why they did it was, I think if they would have just released episode 5, one, I think it would have been fine, but a lot of us would be like, where the fuck did this episode come from?
Yeah, I could see that. It is because it's so contained. And, you know, I'm going to come right out and say this right off the bat. I kind of liked the bank episode.
I do, too.
I was kind of into it. You know, like the suspense was there. And, you know, it felt like I was interested the whole episode.
It got as we were talking before, Sapphire hasn't watched, I think, all, if not maybe one or two of these episodes so far. She didn't watch episode 6 with me. She went to bed. But her eyes were glued to the screen during episode 5. And I think it's a good episode. I have my thoughts on it. I think this episode reminded me of, if you're going to write a story about Matt Murdock stopping a bank heist, this is what it would be. And that's more or less how it went down.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I mean, it was cool to see him like working in his own, like, you know, as Matt Murdock instead of Daredevil, but still doing something, you know. Like, that was nice to see.
It was like an Iron Man 3 situation with like Tony Stark. You know, you don't have the suit, you don't have all these things, but you're still seeing the imagination at play. Or you
the
see
way that he's able to handle it. He doesn't just have to beat people up with his fists. He's got other techniques and skills.
He got his lawyer skills. I don't like your kind.
Yeah, solicitor.
Is that what they're saying? Solicitor? I don't like your kind? I mean, he did randomly just walk back in there. I'm like, dude, what if they just shot you?
Yeah. Well, that was a risk he took. He's a hero.
He just, I will say this, Matt Murdock is very arrogant.
Yeah,
Like,
oh
just
yeah.
the, like, I know in the comics, Matt Murdock is kind of more of an arrogant character. He's kind of that bachelor. He is a little full of himself at from time to time. I didn't really get that sense in the Netflix show as much.
Yeah.
But this show, my God, this dude's
He's
fucking
definitely got a
arrogant.
hubris. Yeah, he's got a
Yeah.
hubris. I kind of like it, to be honest.
I do
Like the
too.
way he plays up, like the fact that he's blind alongside it and stuff like that, like it just kind of works so well, like this kind of mystique of like somebody who's blind but like also not, you know. I mean, he's the man without fear, and I mean, he really, you know, he showed that.
I love this episode because it was very comic booky. This episode felt like a comic book to me. It felt like, for good or for worse, it felt like a comic book. Because there's some dialogue between like the cops or like the hostage negotiator that was just like, oh, this is bad. This is like CW bad. Like, oh, I'm this person. Are you this person? Yeah, I'm this person. Well, I do this and this. This is what I believe in. It's like, dude, no one fucking talks this way. That's not how people talk. You're talking like you're being written for a comic book. Well, it makes sense because it's.
Yeah, but I don't think it really took from anything though, like the cop scenes and stuff like
No,
that, because their purpose was basically just to like exist in the episode. You know what I think helped this episode a lot
What's that?
is that it didn't have a lot of the like cuts to different things. I think
Oh,
maybe like this
yeah.
bottle episode, like we didn't get a bunch of cuts to like Fisk and stuff. Not that some of the Fisk stuff is like the best stuff, but then some of the Fisk stuff is like, okay, like let's get through this.
I Most of this story has been is always a highlight in all the shows because I did watch a little bit of Daredevil season three, slowly trying to watch that so I can have some of the references for the last little bit of the show. But just watching it and watching how like Fisk's story, it's always the most interesting part of those shows. Like Wilson Fisk, Kingpin had the more interesting storylines. I don't think Daredevil Born Again does that.
With
I'm
Fisk, no.
bored. Especially with him and Vanessa cheating. I'm just like, I'm like, it's not that exciting for me.
No, I just,
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't really care that much about, I don't know, maybe I'm just like over the Vanessa character. Like, I get it, but at the same time, I don't know.
If it was better written, like if it was a story that was more engaging, and it was just kind of like those two are struggling, and Wilson Fisk is like breaking down because his marriage is crumbling, and we got to see that insight more, and like that emotion from that situation is stemming off, and like the pressure of the mayor role, it's stemming off into these other things. His role as the mayor, as Kingpin, and then as a husband. If we got to see that aspect of it, I think I would be a lot more for it. But it's more or less just. Hey, we need something for him to do. Marriage problems. She cheated. Like, to me, it comes across as like CW. We need drama for drama's sake rather than creating something that is intriguing.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the only thing that's intriguing about that is him torturing Adam.
Which is all, which is kind of weird too.
it's a little bit. But that's the part that I'm intrigued by. I'm like, okay, there's at least some consequence behind this. To me, they're just talking, and Heather is like part of the show, but isn't a part of the show, and she's like the therapist for them. And I know there was a scene between her and Murdoch, and she's just randomly talking about Mask, and I'm
Yeah,
like,
vigilantes, and she wants him to introduce her to Punisher or Daredevil.
yeah, and like her hair was like different in that episode, and this is episode 6 we're talking about, and I'm just like, is this Heather? Like, is this still the same person? Like, they
It
kissed.
does. It does. I did get that same feeling at some point through the show. I feel like it's like two different people. I don't know. Maybe it's because I think like in when they had like their first date, Matt like calls her out from being says like, "Oh, you're from Boston." Like I can hear a little bit of like Boston in your accent,
Yeah.
and then like that kind of comes
Queens, I
out.
think.
Yeah, Queens. Yeah, and then but after that, I feel like she almost has like a totally different accent. Or I don't know. It's like something just changed to where like I don't put those two characters together anymore.
She
Like I
looked.
know they're the same character.
I thought it was a different character at first. I like until they kissed, I was like, wait, who is this person? Why are they randomly talking about superheroes and vigilantes? Like they
Yeah, it
know
comes out of nowhere too,
that
yeah.
like Matt Murdock is the vigilante. And I'm like, what? Getting back to with interest, the bank heist episode. I do have some qualms about it. And the qualms being that it's a good episode, but I didn't think it was a great episode. I thought it was kind of generic, like Matt Murdock's, solving a bank heist. He's
It
there to help.
was very much like a Monster of the Week episode type thing.
Yeah, and it was cool to see. I really liked the visuals. I liked seeing just Matt, and it was focused on Matt and just seeing him kind of problem solve and figure out these issues. Like that was cool, but I don't think any of the issues were exciting or different. Like it went down as like the way that I thought it would go down. There was no twist. There was no surprise. There was no like, oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, I would write this way. It just felt like a comic book issue of him, cranking down on the bank heist. It's cool. It's interesting. But I'm like, I don't. When we do the ratings for these episodes, it's hard to give it something that's super high because I'm like, I don't think this is great writing.
I think it was just solid. I think it was just a
Yeah.
real solid episode. I don't think it's
A
anything
fun.
like to write home about or anything, but yeah, I think it was just solid, enjoyable, but not peak, not a masterpiece.
Well, they're very typical bank villains, like, oh, we don't want to hurt you, or we will hurt you if the police don't comply. And the police are very generic police, it's just very generic. And I think the one part that I was really just happy to see and it was really fun was Mr. Khan, Yusuf Khan.
Yeah, I was a little at first when he first came in and was like showing off the Funko Pop of Miss Marvel. I was kind of like, this feels a little forced.
It's a little cringe.
But after that, I kind of settled into it more and I appreciated the contribution. I thought they were going to try to like force Miss Marvel into it or something. I hope they don't do that.
I was hoping she'd show up. I'm like,
I'm okay with just like the mention. I mean, he even said she was like in California or something like that. So like it makes sense that she's not there right now. Like let's keep the world like make it feel like the Marvel universe, but let's keep this story focused on Daredevil and Punisher, even though I know Punisher isn't in the name, but I still want more Punisher.
Daredevil has some really weird connections. When I
Yeah.
think about like his MCU connections, and also there's also Hawkeye references in Excess of Force episode 6. So there's a lot of MCU references, and I do agree with you. I really like them keeping it in their corner of the world, but there is like, hey, we will meet like these side characters and we'll talk openly about different things that are happening in the world. But Matt Murdock has some interesting connections. Of course, he slept with She-Hulk and knows She-Hulk.
Oh yeah. I forget that show existed.
Between them, and he dropped out of nowhere. Like they literally like, and we're gonna change the story, and we're gonna put Daredevil here, and we're gonna have a really nice family picnic. And he literally popped out of the sky and just like showed up full costume.
That's how he
Like
was introduced into She-Hulk.
that's not how he was introduced. That's how they brought him back in the show. Like, you know what? He was a good player. Can we bring him back? And he just like popped back. Like
Okay.
that's canon. It's
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah,
And
that show, I don't know about that show. I think it kind of messed some things up.
it's weird.
Yeah.
I like the lore behind it. I
Like
like
it
how
almost
different it
has to
was.
like yeah, it almost like it feels like a like seems like one of those like non-canon issues that come out like a special issue that's like, oh, this is fun She-Hulk story that's just crazy and doesn't make any sense, but actually doesn't actually mean anything.
That's what She-Hulk and Deadpool kind of have that like, the one-off.
That's
It's
true.
fun, but it's like, how does this work? Like, just don't think about it. He also met Bruce Banner Hulk and his son,
Scarf,
we
which we
don't know
haven't
any
seen in
since
the
then.
MCU. Yeah, that was kind of a wild reveal just to have that in She-Hulk, right? Kind of
Just
a big
randomly.
deal just to drop that. Yeah.
And he's not going to be in the movie, so we
Yeah,
still have to wait.
that's the one I'm most sad about, I think, is Mark Ruffalo. Like, give me the fucking Hulk, man.
He's the
We haven't
OG.
seen the Hulk. Yeah, we haven't seen the Hulk be the Hulk since, I mean, I think Thor Ragnarok is definitely the best. Yeah, but
She-Hulk.
I don't I don't consider that. I want to see like real Hulk doing Hulk things, not trying to show She-Hulk how to throw boulders.
Are you sure you don't want to see like the side characters of Hulk and not Hulk himself?
No, I
Like you don't
don't
want to
need a
see this.
Gotham.
You
I
don't
don't
want to
need a Gotham
see
about the Hulk.
Captain America taking over and taking out Hulk villains.
Yeah, no, I don't. I love the Hulk. The Hulk is one of the coolest characters, especially when you get real deep into his lore and the fact that like his power literally comes from the devil. Like, that's pretty cool. The Green Door.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get real deep into it, I love the Hulk.
He's just so hard to write for. It's a hard character to like write because it's very Jekyll and Hyde, progression. Like in order to progress, you would have to solve the issue or you get worse. So it's a hard character to write for, but I think he's a better side story, which is weird that he's not in, Doomsday.
He
But
got
go.
done dirty in Endgame
Yeah, and
or
Infinity War
Infinity
too.
War, yeah, especially Infinity War.
Back to Daredevil, who's not in Doomsday.
Yes, yeah. Also not in Tuesday.
I
Well,
mean, it makes sense, but I'm also like, oh, I'm kind of bummed.
I'm assuming that there's definitely they got to have some surprises left. Did you? I didn't realize that. Did you know that that release was like an 8 hour long stream that they did where they just showed a chair every half an hour?
I heard about that. I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe they did that. That's a wild way to do it.
It's such a weird time too, and I know I mentioned in the video. It's like, why now? Why not wait until Fantastic Four and Thunderbolts is out?
Yeah, at least after Thunderbolts, because like Thunderbolts, the whole thing was like, who's gonna live, who's gonna die? You know, they're the Suicide Squad, and then over half of them are announced to be in this movie.
Is
It's like,
it
well, they're not gonna die.
all of them but Taskmaster?
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
Which is like,
So,
okay, does Taskmaster die?
no, yeah, I think yeah, because Ghost is was listed, but yeah, I think Taskmaster's not.
And
The
then
person
like
that doesn't talk and has no personality is gonna be the one that doesn't go forward.
I guess. Well, I mean Taskmaster was
Shocker.
also that person.
Well, that's
But
what I'm saying. Yeah.
oh
But like
yeah.
in the comics, Taskmaster's actually like interesting.
I love Taskmaster in the
Yeah.
comics. I don't mind that Taskmaster's female. Just I
No.
want Taskmaster to actually,
Have a
have a
personality. Yeah.
yeah and
That's what makes them interesting.
or her.
Or her. Yeah. That's what makes them interesting. Yeah. It has nothing to do with gender. They wear a mask. It's just making them immune. It felt very like Deadpool from X-Men
Yeah.
Origins Wolverine.
That's also just like the worst mistake ever.
Yeah.
We're gonna just make him not talk. The fuck? That's like the
Yeah.
best part about him.
Work
Back
with the
to
mouth.
Daredevil.
Yes.
It works, it's MCU.
Least we're staying somewhat on brand.
How do you feel about like the bank episode being the only episode that like didn't get altered? It was originally supposed to be a part of the original show, which was supposed to be more MCU villain of the week-ish. This is what that felt like with Yusuf Khan, the obvious cameo from Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might have gotten like old if they were just like jamming in like these cameo side stories in over and over again. But like a couple of them like this, I don't think is bad. You know, kind of show that this world is connected still and, you know, people do exist and, you know, they all live in New York, which is a big city, don't get me wrong. But like there would still be some crossover, you know, every so often. I guess it. You have to wait and see till the whole season is over to really tell if like their approach has been worth it. Because so far, I'd say it's like a mixed bag.
A little
Like
bit,
some of
yeah.
it's been really good, and then some of it I'm just like, I don't care about this at all.
Like the first two episodes were really good. You get to see like, oh, masterpiece. Okay, I see that from here. I know I wouldn't say it's a masterpiece, but I see it. Three and four, it's like this isn't good. This is okay. It's solid, but like 3-3 territory. And then these two episodes, and we can get into the ratings in a little bit, but like they're solid. I like.
Yep, they're better than the last two. I think having actual like Daredevil in them makes them a lot better.
Yes. And then like the last three episodes, and they're like, oh, it's a masterpiece. The last episode, the finale blows you out. Like, I'm like, okay, it kind of needs like if this is anywhere close to a 4 or a 5 rating,
Yeah,
you
the ending
need
is gonna
to
have to
have
stick hard.
But I don't even know where they go because it's so weird. Because Netflix, you're just building, 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 and sometimes the payoff is good, sometimes it's not. Daredevil is usually pretty good about it. Season two, not so much, but season one, season three, really good build up for like that final brawl moment. I don't. There isn't much build up here. Like episode
We're
five,
already over halfway through, yeah.
the bank heist was weird. It doesn't. Sorry.
It's okay. Enjoyable, but it feels inconsequential.
Yeah.
Like I guess like the only like merit I'll give it is that it showed Murdoch like still having that feeling that he needs to be the hero that he is. You know, making that choice to go back into the bank and do something instead of just walking away. That was kind of a moment for his character right now. But aside from that, it was just kind of like a fun, generic bank heist.
I also just watching Miss Marvel, which watching Captain Marvel, I do like this for Yusuf Khan too. Because like he was a hero in a way. Like he was just like, oh, I'm an assistant bank manager. I can definitely open the safe. And like the dude just talking out of his ass, but like he's trying to be the hero that his daughter is. And so it's like, oh, it's very subtle. Maybe not the place to have that arc, but I'm like, that's cool. As someone who's following and who's read Miss Marvel, I'm like, good moment for him. What do you think about the color mask trend when it comes to bank heist is such a thing? Because as soon as they had different colors, I'm just like, I love it. It's colorful, but I'm like, it's been done so much. Like I
Yeah,
remember the Archer episode.
I assume it's for us, the audience, so we can differentiate the people. Because if they're all wearing the same mask, then and all have like strong Irish accents, we're not going to have any idea which one's the leader. But it doesn't make sense, like from an actual bank robbing heist. Like, why give them any more identifiable things
Oh,
than
black
they can
guy's the
point out?
leader. Purple's there. We rested purple. We rested green.
The guy in the green mask is the one that shot him in the face. That was the gun in the green mask.
And but like at the end where like Daredevil's he has the red mask on. I'm like, dude, that's not gonna help you. You're beating up what looks like a cop right now.
In the
Like
middle of the street.
that's like the opposite of a secret identity. You're taking the identity of a bank robber, and he's taking the identity of a cop, and you're beating the shit out of him. Very violently too. I do
Oh
like
yeah, that was I did enjoy that. When he smashed his face into the bottle and then just snapped his leg. Oh,
It's like
that felt
ooh.
like Daredevil. That felt like Daredevil to me.
And I'm like, okay. So this episode, it was solid. Let's do the rating for this episode and we'll talk about the next one. I have it somewhere between a 3+, 4-, and I can't go higher than that.
No, I don't think so. I was thinking the 3+, 4- might be. I think honestly, like for the whole episode, might have been the most fun that I've had so far watching the show. So that makes me want to pump it up a little bit more. But the actual like substance of the episode just isn't quite to that level.
Ooh,
It was fun.
I have a movie comparison. This episode was like Ant-Man.
Like the first
Fun.
Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, fun. It's a bank heist. One of the more fun MCU movies. But it's nowhere near great. It's not like it's flawed. You could probably pick through it. But it doesn't really do anything interesting. It's not like, oh, this is a must watch. It's like it's a fun
It's
bank
worth
heist
watching.
episode.
It's fun. Worth watching.
Like you could just throw it on and it's like, oh, Matt Murdock is gonna solve a bank or a heist. He's gonna figure it out. I do love his answer though for like when he's doing stuff as Matt Murdock. And people are like, what kind of lawyer are you? And his answer is always the same. A really good one. I'm a really good lawyer. Like through the window, he catches it. What type of lawyer are you? A good one. I'm a good lawyer.
And
But
he
like,
cracks the bank safe. It's just
how has
like,
he had a celebrity after that, though?
yeah. Well, I mean, I guess Yusuf Khan keeping his identity a secret and not telling anybody.
There's that, but like, there is also like 20, 10, 20 people in this bank watching this blind dude just like talking back to people, and then like, hey,
Somehow ends up with the diamond that they were searching for themselves.
and then he's, you know, it's just like, and then like at the end where the police is like, who are you? He's like, hey, oh, he's a victim. And then he leaves the bank. He's like,
It
oh,
just
you
gets
know.
out of there, yeah, without question or anything, yeah.
And I'm just like, how is it someone like not like, yeah, man, that blind dude just, he kind of saved the day. Like, I don't know how, but.
I think there's definitely a bigger suspension of disbelief that you have to have with this show than even more so than the old ones, than the Netflix show. Like they didn't have so much of that. Like he was a lot more about protecting his identity, whereas now it seems like he, you know, I mean, like he fought with the cops out of uniform. He's done this stuff out of uniform. I mean, like so much now, just as blind Matt Murdock, that it is kind of crazy to think that nobody's like, hey, anybody notice that blind lawyer that actually seems to be like a superhero or something?
This guy has like a hero complex to him. Maybe we should check him out more,
Yeah, the
or
blind
just like,
guy that can beat people up.
and like Kingpin knows that he's like Daredevil too.
Yeah,
So like, where's
he.
Kingpin just been like, oh, I hear a blind man stopped a bank heist. Was that you? Are you still being a vigilante? It's like there's not like that question. So yeah, I agree. There's a suspension of disbelief. I think of Ryan George from Screen Rant, the guy who does like
Yeah.
the interviews. She's like,
Yeah.
okay, shut up, don't think about it. Like,
Yeah.
that's what
Get
I
off
think
my
of.
back
Just
about
you can get
it.
all the way off my back about
Yeah.
it. Just shut
Yeah.
up now.
Yep.
If it works. Yeah, 3+, I think
Yep,
is solid.
I think that's a fair.
Fun episode. I would probably watch it again. I'll probably throw it up on, just be like, oh, fun episode, but like it's not great. It's lacking the greatness that you need. All right, let's talk about the actual lore episode, which is Excessive Force, the Muse episode.
Yes.
I've never read about Muse, but I knew about him.
I had no idea about
He's
their character at all.
relatively new, I think, a villain in the last decade. I remember it was the comic book run I read Daredevil after this comic book run.
Okay.
So I read like Chip Zdarsky. I don't think he did Muse. He might have, but I don't think he did. So I read the arc afterwards. So I'm aware of Muse, but I'm not sure. But it seems like they took Muse and made him very simplistic for this episode. He's a dude that takes people off the street, he drains their blood, and he makes really cool murals off of them.
Yeah, see, I was kind of thinking that there was going to be more of like a social kind of like thing behind Muse. Like it was like a protest kind of thing, you know, like not excusing obviously he's like a serial killer and that's not, you know, like not justifiable. But I was thinking there was going to be more of that side to where people are kind of like, you know, like agreeing with the stuff that he's like painting or putting up, that kind of thing. I guess it's still early, like he wasn't caught or anything yet. So maybe we'll get
Was he
more of
caught?
that like public opinion. No, he gets away. He
Does
beats him
he?
up and he turns around, yeah, and he runs out while he's saving
Oh, okay.
Ayala, I think is her name.
Angelica or Angelo, yeah.
Angela Ayala, yeah, that's what his last name.
Yep.
Yeah, so he does get away, so it's not like the end of the Muse story yet. But I was kind of expecting that instead of just like this dark. It's like he was just portrayed as like just a straight up serial killer
Yeah.
without any
No.
like motives, no like they showed the one mural that he painted, which was like of Kingpin and like stuff like that. So like there was some social commentary on that, but we haven't really gotten that side of it at all. And that's kind of what I was expecting more so.
So I want to take, I don't know if I'll take back one of my positive things that I like about the show, but there was a part where I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about it. And that's the BB Ulrich report, the show. And I'm like, oh, I like that. Like, it's just added in there and it shows a lot of the context. It gives a lot of exposition. It gives us the feel of the city. But it opened it up with that part of it and just talked about Muse. And I'm like, I don't really care because I think, I didn't think it was well done in this episode. I think it was very
Felt forced.
exposition. Yeah, exposition heavy. And it's like, well, this guy
Do you
wasn't
feel
a problem.
safe? No, I don't feel safe. Yeah, it's like it feels just kind of out of nowhere. Like now all of a sudden they're forcing this serial killer in front of our face.
And it's like, he's been there. The murals have been there the entire season. And I do appreciate that aspect of it because they are tying into it. They are very subtly talking about the social aspect of the character, but they never highlighted it. And I hope they highlight it. I hope they keep it
Yeah,
there.
I feel like that's what would make the character interesting, because just painting, using people's blood, like that's just like weird serial killer shit. Part of my French.
No, I mean, it is
But
weird serial killer shit.
like it doesn't, like there's no like understanding of Muse yet.
There's no
Their
depth.
reason, what their reason is, why they're doing this.
Like, there was a moment where I think they could have done it, where the two girls are like, oh, let's take your picture. You don't even have to turn around. We just want to take a picture of you at your work. And then, like, he murders them, and, like, they're a part of the mural. I'm like, that's really cool. But they don't do anything with it. And I'm like, it's such a wasted opportunity. You could have had this villain interact with them, and like we get some type of insight. Are they this, hey, I'm just gonna murder everyone in front of me, and like I'm just a monster who
That's
does this?
the vibe that I got from that. Was just like, I'm just a crazy serial killer.
And it's like, or is he more so? And like I'm fine with either or. I don't have this perception of Muse that like from the comics, so I haven't read it. I'm like, it has to be this way or this way. And I'm sure those who read it probably feel a particular way about it. For me, it's just like, just do one of the other. Like, either go all in and go in depth of like how much of a monster Muse is, even though he portrays himself as a co social commentator, or actually go the social commentator route. Like, actually have him have a point and have this purpose. Not just, oh, these girls want to have a picture taken. Oh, let me murder them for it.
It felt, that part felt weird to me, because I was hoping for more from this character of
Yeah,
Muse.
and we'll get more, I think.
I hope so. I hope it's not just like, I don't know. I guess I don't know. Like I said, I don't know anything about the character from the comics either. Like, do they ever talk? Like, are they a character that, like, or is it like a character that is mute in like the comics? Because if that's like the case, that makes sense.
I
But
think
if they're
they
just like taking away a
are.
whole aspect from the character,
Yeah, they're
but
taskmastering them.
and I could be wrong, but I feel like we're missing something with this character right now. It just feels
I agree.
boring.
I agree.
And it,
I just want to take a quick break and then we'll go back to talk about it.
okay.
All right. Getting back to episode six a little bit, there was a lot of characters that kind of showed up. Continuing our talk from Muse, we'll work from there. Kind of working backwards a little bit. What are your thoughts on Angela as a character?
I'm not sure yet. She's kind of young to be doing this stuff.
It really seems like she's going to be White Tiger.
Tiger before the end of the season, yeah. That's kind of the vibe I'm
It's,
getting to.
but also, it just feels very CW kid. I'm gonna solve the problem. My dad was working on something. And it was just very generic, just like, oh, he's working on something, you should help. And like, what do you want me to do? Do
Yeah.
something. Aren't you a good person lawyer? It's like, but like
I'm a lawyer.
you want me to go say like stop the serial
Serial killer.
killer? And do you think that's who killed your dad? Like, I don't see the connection here.
Uncle.
Uncle, sorry. Dad, uncle, it honestly feels
Same
like
thing.
a dad relationship. It does. Her story just felt weak. And also just again, Muse felt like, oh, look at this younger, this vulnerable person. Let's just kidnap them and drain their blood immediately. It's like,
I'm confused. I'm just confused about Muse as a character, I guess.
also
Like what
Matt
they're.
Murdock. Oh, keep
No, you're good.
going.
No, I was just gonna say, confused what their motivations are exactly.
Yeah, and they haven't
Like
shared
killing,
them.
killing indiscriminately, like even like children and stuff like that. Like it's hard to get on their side.
Man, look at that. Serial killer with tolerance. I don't care who it is. I'll kill everybody. Everyone's.
Fair game.
Also, Matt Murdock has some really good skills at locating people at the right time.
Yeah, almost a little bit too convenient
Convenient, yeah.
this season, it feels like. Like his hearing has always been crazy, but if he doesn't even know what he's listening for, how is he able to just immediately find everything?
He's like,
Like
oh,
is
Punisher, we're gonna go find him. Oh,
Yep.
Hughes is killing people. Let's just
Goes
immediately
directly to
go.
his base. Yeah. I
I
get
don't.
maybe my headcanon is his nose is so good that he can smell people and he knew where Punisher was and he already knew the scent of Angela too.
My headcanon is he's a Viltrumite. It's like,
He just knows where he needs to go.
for real though, it's just like, I do really like that, like when he was just fucking running, like that's how he introduced himself to Muse. He's just like, I'm
Yeah,
just gonna
that
randomly
was
check it. And you're like, he's
yeah.
just
Full speed, yeah. I did appreciate that. The jump looked kind of bad. The CGI leap and a little rough, but
it
I did
does.
appreciate like the intenseness, you know, like immediately I like this is like I gotta get in there.
And like he was just, it was just like fight, and he kicked his ass. And I really like that. Like it shows Muse that like he has some capability of fighting, he has some capability of countering. But you're like, he's no match for Daredevil, because Daredevil's just like counter, counter, fuck. Like I'm like, cool. I really like this skill disparity, and I like seeing it. Muse is a force, but he's not Daredevil. He's not Bullseye, Kingpin, like.
Hey, not everyone needs to have the martial arts skills. Kind of takes away from it when everybody is just super powerful or like crazy good at fighting.
Should Angela be dead?
I don't know exactly what went on there, but it didn't seem good. I mean,
Like,
he
that was a lot of
obviously like,
fucking blood.
yeah, and he like drugged her twice, presumably, once to get her down there, then he shot her up with some more stuff once she was down there. Who knows what he injected
And
into her?
then took a
It's,
bunch of fucking.
yeah, and then jabbed that thing into her leg, I guess, and just started sucking blood out of her thigh.
Is that how that works?
I don't know, but that's where it looked like it was stabbed into her, was like in her leg.
As someone who routinely gets their blood drawn for a bunch of like medication and stuff, I've never had someone just stab me and then like whoop, there's blood. Like it takes a while. They have to get into the right vein. You have to be very well
Yeah,
hydrated. And
we're
here's
not just sacks filled with blood.
this dude just.
Yeah, suck it all out, yeah.
It's like that's a lot of fucking blood. This is like one of those moments like shit, okay, shut up, get off my back about it.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
don't think about it. Bad guy doing bad guy things. She's fine. Good guy save girl.
See, yeah, I thought maybe it was going to show like that she was wearing the amulet or something like that, and that's how
That's
she
what I was waiting
survived.
for too.
But yeah, it didn't seem like something that, especially like a small younger person like that, would be able to survive having all so much blood taken from him.
Or like, maybe just the whole like, oh, let's get her to the hospital because she lost a lot of blood. She's like on the way of dying. Like some type of like consequence. It's like, oh, no,
Yeah.
she's fine.
Yeah, gives her CPR and she's all good.
That's all you need. You don't need your blood back. You just need
No, your heart
oxygen.
pumping. Yeah, you just need your heart to pump and you're fine. It'll make more blood.
Going back a little bit, we have Fisk. He's reacting to the idea that hey, there's a serial killer out, 60 people been killed, which the police have no clue about, apparently.
Well, I do find that kind of interesting, the idea that like this serial killer has gone unnoticed for so long, but it is once again another suspension of disbelief. Like, I guess he'd really have to be taking people that nobody had any idea of existed.
But like then in the BB report is like, hey, if somebody goes missing, like we know. It's like, do you
Yeah.
know with 60 people missing?
Yeah, right. How did it get this far? Yeah.
And just the and like Fisk is like, well, if the sanitation department has figured this out, maybe we need to do other methods instead of going to the police. It's like, I don't follow the logic, but then he
Yeah.
starts his
And then,
anti-vigilante task force
yes,
because
and I would also like to
Muse
point out like the chief of police, not that I'm ever really on like the police side or whatever, but I mean he flat out tells them, you know, like you cut overtime, we don't have enough officers. Like we just can't. New York City is a big place. There's nothing we can do about it really. And then he's just like, oh, we could give you more people, but instead I'm just going to make my own team of all the dirty cops with Punisher tattoos.
I will say there is one character that I know about that is part of the anti-vigilante. I don't know if he's a newer character, but I think he's a newer character. He might have appeared in other, but he showed up in Chip Zdarsky's run of Daredevil, Cole North. But the
Okay,
thing is, what's really weird, is the cop who was from Chicago, all, it was really weird because it's just like he's not actually a bad guy in the comics. He's not a bad cop. He's a cop that like goes after Matt Murdock, will be rough around the edges a little bit, but he's not like a bad cop, whereas like this version of Cole North just seemed like a straight up a bad dude. I'm like,
Yeah, well,
eh.
they did, but it did also kind of seem like maybe there's more of a mix. It would be interesting if there was more of a mix of cops in this group that he put together, and some of them are actually like morally on the right side, and then some of them aren't, and kind of like a conflict in between them with some of the cops that are like they got like what he said what happened for why he got suspended or whatever was that he saw somebody sell Oxy to like an 11-year-old kid. And wanted to get the information out of him or whatever, and ended up beating him up and got in trouble for that. And like that's one of those like yeah, no, you're not supposed to do that, but you can kind of see that moral justification. Whereas then you get like the other guy who was like killing witnesses or whatever, kind of thing, and that's like blatantly on that end. So maybe there is more of a mix in that group than he intended, and maybe even this Cole North will actually end up being the one that takes some sort of a moral stance with what the rest of them are doing.
And very much that could be where they're going. It does, like, Cole North does seem like he would fit that character. They just didn't set it up well. They didn't really
No,
set him up to be
I didn't
like
get that
this
vibe.
conflict.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have said that the character was like in the comics and stuff like that, I wouldn't have even that wouldn't have crossed my mind as a thought. I just assumed they're all bad cops that were going to do whatever Fisk said.
I didn't realize it was Cole North until they said it was Cole North and like, oh, he's from Chicago. Also, I really hate this in fucking MCU and fucking superhero shows. They need to stop this whole like, oh, you have this track record and you just like read off a resume. It's like no one fucking remembers anyone's resume ever. Like unless you have a sheet and you're like reading it off, like no one has
I
that
do, yeah,
conversation.
I do think that was meant to kind of show Fisk, like to them too, that he was kind of as a way for him to endear himself as their leader by showing that he
True.
actually knew about them and what they've done. And so it kind of like made them respect him more and like okay, this guy actually does know what's going on. So that was kind of the vibe and the reasoning I got for that. So maybe he doesn't
Yeah,
know
I get that.
everybody's background. Maybe he just figured out his background. It's like, oh, I'll just single this guy out, call him out in front of everybody, and then they'll all bow their heads.
No one's talks about it like they have a resume like imprinted in their mind. They're like, oh, let me just bullet point your career achievements. It's like there's though I'm like, I don't know. It just felt very genuine and I've heard it so many times throughout like the superhero, like it's just a lot of exposition without it being like
Very much show or tell, don't show.
Moving backwards a little bit.
Yep,
We
we're going
get
backwards through this episode.
we are Fisk. He's doing some fundraisers with the city's elites. We get the Better Call Saul dude, Jack in there. He was part of the elites. He is Kate Bishop's stepdad, but he's
Okay.
also known as Swordsman, the vigilante, which we see a little bit of Swordsman doing some actions in like the BB report.
Yeah, is that who that was? Okay. So that was him. Okay. See, I knew he was like I could tell just as soon as he was talking that he was a character that was in the show before or like in MCU, but I didn't know what he was from. He's from Hawkeye.
Yeah, he's Hawkeye.
Okay.
He's
Yeah,
nor
I didn't watch
good
Hawkeye.
swordsman. Hawkeye's fine.
Is he is so is he like a good guy then? Like actually?
I think so. They always play him as like this mixed bag of a character. Like he's part of the elites. He come across as sinister. He comes across as like maybe he's, doing shady stuff from behind, but like any reveal is nope, he is doing stuff behind, but he's being swordsman, he's being a vigilante, or he's like a
Okay.
good guy that often appears as shady.
Okay. That's kind of his cover.
I mean, that's kind of what the actor does too. even from Better Call Saul. Just, he
Yeah,
looks
that's
like
what
a
I was.
good guy, but
Yeah.
a little shady too.
Yeah, that was the vibes I was getting. Okay. I was curious about that guy. Who it was.
Luca pays a visit to Fisk going backwards. This is where the connection of the bank heist comes in. He was trying to get this bank heist so he can pay Fisk, and then Fisk laughs like, "I'm just gonna bill you a million more dollars." It's like, oh, that definitely works. Like, hey, you're in debt. Now you're gonna be in more debt. Fix it.
He shouldn't have came to Fisk like that. That was his own fault.
That too. That too.
Show up in his office like that.
But yeah, this episode was it was fine. I think like with five, it was exciting. IGN gave it a 9 out of 10, and I'm like,
I don't know
it
if I
was
quite go
like
that
it was
high.
fun. I enjoyed these two episodes,
Yeah, we you
but
did also skip over the other Fisk part where he gives Adam the axe and beats the shit out of him in the basement.
yep,
That
episode
was,
four.
yeah, that was kind of cool.
I
I
agree.
mean, in the thing, I like he comes up with the axe. As soon as he was like holding the axe and opening the door, like I was like, oh, he's gonna give him that axe, isn't he? And he's just gonna own him. Yeah, and that's exactly what he did.
I love
Fisk
that
is still
about
terrifying.
Fisk. It's like, you know what? I want to murder the fuck out of you, but I need this to be a challenge.
Yeah, or I'm not just gonna, yeah, it's too easy.
Like, fight me. Let me overpower you. Let me feel like a man. Like, you get that aspect from him. Yeah, I did miss it. Thank you for bringing it up, because yeah, that's a big part. All right, let's for this episode.
Was that
Oh.
going on at the same time when Daredevil was going after Muse?
I think so.
There was
Oh,
another like kind of double cut of Kingpin and Daredevil slipping into their old ways.
yes. I
Okay. That's
forget
kind of been a theme going on this season.
a little bit, but it reminds me so much of like season three, because I'm watching season three and I'm just like, this is kind of what happened in this storyline. They're kind of doing the same thing. Yeah, it was good. I do like moments of the show. Rating wise, this he's basically the hero, but he doesn't dress up as the hero.
Like that's cute for like season one, but we're, you know, 6 or 7 shows into this guy. He's gotten
Well,
already had like 7 different suits to like let's just get into it.
that's kind of my whole thing. Like, Netflix did this a lot. The first season was him getting into the role. Third season was him getting back alive. And now, like, literally was born again because he was dead. And now we're gonna, he's gonna be born again for this new show, even though he was on She-Hulk and was in Spider-Man. It's a, I don't know. But yeah, it's a three. Matt Murdock, he's the MVP. I did put Yusuf Khan as number two, but I'm like, he's fun. But I can't give it over Matt.
No, I mean,
And
especially in that episode.
MVV, I think, is interesting. So, like, between the two, I think you could say thugs, bank heist thugs for the first one. And then for episode six, I'm like, it's Muse.
The bank heist thugs were arguably more interesting in episode 5 than Muse was in episode 6.
And they were generic bank
Yeah.
heist villains.
I know, but like am I wrong?
No, like, what's more exciting? Generic bank heist villains where you get five of them with Irish accents, or is it generic serial killer from the CW?
That doesn't talk and yeah, feels very CW. Like I
What
guess they're
wouldn't?
going there with like some of the, you know, showing bodies and like the blood and stuff that makes it a little bit darker, but they haven't like gone to the extreme yet to where it like really feels dark and like a serial killer. So it is still kind of towing that line of like CW serial killer.
I like that the show though isn't CW, and the fact that like it does visually look very pleasing. The action is for the most part pretty pleasing.
There's been a few CGI moments that I don't love, but I can accept them with some of the other action that makes up for it.
Like, it's cool to see. It's a fun episode. Like, the bank heist was a fun episode, but like writing wise, it just felt like the CW. It felt just very
Felt like
generic
a good
story.
CW episode of like The Flash or something.
Right. Well, maybe a little bit better with the action, but like if CW had a budget, you're like, oh, it's fun, it's good. But like, I've seen so much of these shows that and like we have three episodes of Daredevil. Like if this show came out 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the show, I think I would be so much more intrigued. I would be like, yes, we're finally getting the comic book version of these characters. Whereas like now I'm saying like, oh, it's very comic booky. It's very like each episode is its own thing and it's fine. It's just, it's not well written. It's not like
Yeah,
that.
it's not the big story like that. I think having the Netflix shows like to directly compare it to so much, it's is kind of showing some of those downfalls.
Like
Just
it's
because
not.
like even though the Netflix shows weren't always the most exciting, like they definitely had like those down moments and stuff like that. They were a real slow burn, but it always felt like you were building to something.
Everything was
It
connected well.
yeah, and it felt cohesive, whereas like in this show it's like it's got those moments where it's kind of slower and stuff like that, and it's got the action moments, but none of it really feels connected like it's one cohesive story.
It's so weird. It's two different shows. And of course, like it is two different shows, but they bring back, they bring back the Netflix characters. They bring back the intro. They're like, oh, it's just very similar to Netflix. But I'm like, no, it's a completely different show. This is like a very comic booky version of Daredevil, which is fine. But it is, you are making those direct comparisons with the same actors and like that connective tissue. And it's like, it's a sequel to that series, but the series is different. Here's a comparison I'm gonna make for you. It's like it's Legend of Korra avataring, Last Airbender. Like it's like, oh, it's the same universe, it's very similar, it's similar characters, but like the show itself is different.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, because like Avatar, very much a slow burn building up. Like it had the episodic moments, but everything was building up to the big thing. Whereas Korra felt very much more episode of the week, kind of hitting the points. It has the
Episode of the week.
overarching week, but yeah.
Korra was like that, hey, we're doing one story per season where like Avatar is building up. Netflix is like, hey, we're building one story throughout the whole series or the whole season. Whereas like this feels like we're focused week to week and everything we need to do to get people caught up, we'll do it in that episode when we highlight these characters. Muse being the latest example. It's like that's fine, it's okay, it's solid, but like for me who might be maybe I'm a comic book snub at this point because I want greatness. This isn't great. Like I don't think this is great writing. I think this is just like we're gonna make a Daredevil comic book show. It's gonna look cool, it's gonna be fun, but it's not gonna have that deep, well-written story.
I think so far the reviewer that called this show a masterpiece has really done the show a disservice by doing that. I think that was a mistake, because the expectations are so high that there's like no way that it was gonna, like, unless it actually was perfect. And it's not over yet, and maybe we'll be changing our minds by the end, and I'm
I hope
hoping
so.
that my attitude will change. But even thinking about like another comparison to the Netflix shows, like that fight with Bullseye in the beginning was impressive and awesome, but I don't even know if it tops some of the better fight scenes from the original Netflix series. Like
No.
the
Well,
hallway
like,
scene.
I don't even think it's the best Bullseye fight.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
And I haven't even seen all of season three, and I don't think it tops some of the best fight scenes. So it's like, where are we? Like, where's the improvement?
I do really like the fight scenes of the show because it
I
is
don't hate them.
brutal.
I don't hate them. I'm glad that they've gone there, but I'm just saying like the fight scenes aren't as good, arguably. Maybe close with some of them, but then sometimes that CGI sometimes really takes me out of it. Like, and I know that's like a generic complaint, but like seeing him just like flying across the room like Spider-Man all of a sudden, like it doesn't feel like Daredevil.
You have to suspend your belief a little bit, just a little bit. Like he can do these things. He's Spider-Man-ish in the comics.
And I get that, but like I way preferred the gritty, the boxer side of Daredevil. Like that, we're gonna trade blows You know, he's definitely still got, you know, like the flips and stuff like that, but it was all very realistic and like contained. Whereas like in this show, it's been more super in some points and
It's very much like the parts where like the graphic, like we're gonna make it brutal, people are gonna get their bones. Like that part is great. And I think I really
like
like
that we beat up the cop at the end of the bank heist episode, or the guy dressed as a cop.
or just the brutality of like the bull or the bullseye fight, or like in episode two where he's just shattering arms. I love the degree they went there because there is greatness in this show. It's just not continual greatness. Where Netflix is
It's like
very much like
moments.
the Netflix series was consistent. Like you know what you're getting. It was like a 4-4 type of show.
Like throughout.
There's aspects of this show, Born Again, that I'm like, I wish those aspects, I wish the Netflix series would have went to the like graph like not graphic, but visualization. I liked some of the CGI a little bit. I liked some of the world, the way they showed the world. I like how it's connected to this larger universe. And visually, it looks like a better series than Netflix does. Because Netflix was that
It does up until we get those random CGI
CGI.
shots that just take me right out of it. Like when he attacked Muse. Like I loved, like it opened so good with him like just charging at him. Like that is a great way to start a fight because it just shows like the intensity and stuff like that. But then to immediately change to like this rag doll of Daredevil flying across the screen and running into him, like we don't even see like the actual like impact. I don't know. It just like that took me out of it right away. It got better again. But it's like those moments that it's just like, do we need to go that hard? Like, do we have to make him so super? Like, he doesn't need to be that. Like, he's got the skills to where he doesn't need to be like flying around in order to do this kind of stuff.
He's a hero, not a superhero. He's only a superhero. We gotta cut the super a little bit.
I mean, he's got
I
like,
agree.
his like powers aren't, I don't know, that and some of the finding of people does feel a little rushed. Like in the Netflix show, we would have gotten more reasoning, you know, more logic put into like figuring out where people are and stuff like that. And whereas in the
That's
show,
missing.
it's just been, like you said, Viltrumite-esque. Like just go straight there.
Just knows where it is. Let's talk about the last three episodes. What are our expectations? I do agree. The person calling it a masterpiece did kind of ruin the show. I think if we compare our expectations to going like what it was before all those reviews, it was like I think the show is more or less what I feared it
Imagined
to
it.
be.
Not even feared it. Like it's okay. Like I don't hate
It's a
watching
solid
it.
show.
It has its moments that I'm like hyped and you know, I'm glad that I'm watching it. But yeah, with all the hype that came up beforehand and the expectations so high, like if they just wouldn't have done that, I bet we'd be feeling a lot better about this show.
Unless this finale is fucking amazing, which I do believe that, like, even without the review, just watching the first six episodes, they're like, hey, I heard a rumor that the last couple episodes, the finale is peak. Peak. I would be like, okay, I've seen peak moments in this show. So, like, okay, maybe they're just saving all the good stuff until the very end and it's good episodes, but not great season.
I'm still just like, I mean, we're six episodes in, and I'm still not sure what we're building up to.
Is it, are we going, is it Daredevil versus Cops? Is it
Yeah,
Daredevil
Daredevil
versus
versus
Kingpin?
Kingpin, Daredevil
Daredevil
versus Muse.
versus
None of them feel
Bullseye?
like, none of the threats feel that urgent. You know, like the Netflix show, for better or worse, had like some apocalypse level, like New York, all of New York being destroyed kind of level threats, which I don't necessarily think you need to go to that extreme every time. But like it did feel like there was some threats. Even our showings of like Kingpin as mayor, none of it has really given me any like reason to like feel like, oh, he's got to get out of the office. Like they got to get him out of there. Like he's doing some bad stuff. Like so far, he really hasn't done anything to make him a villain aside from like this vigilante task force, like could kind of show that side more. But at the same time, that just kind of feels more like a personal hang up of his. Like I could see somebody like a mayor doing that, you know, without, you know, it's not super shady yet.
There's no real, you say urgency. It's just like I have no idea what to expect, and I don't. It's not like One Piece where it's like I don't know what to expect, and like I know I'm gonna get blown away, and it's gonna be something I out of left field. It's I really just don't know what to expect because they haven't really built up anything. They built up Muse, and we
A
just
little
got that
bit.
episode.
Yeah.
We're building up Kingpin, so I figured he'd be at the end, but it's been slow going. We have Punisher, but he made a cameo appearance. We had Bullseye, who did all these damage, but
He's
he
in
hasn't been
prison.
seen since.
It is like, where are we going?
White Tiger and the Punisher thing, like we haven't had enough information to be like, it's like I don't know where this is going, but
And
apparently it's going to be really good.
then we get they have the little teases with Angela becoming the White Tiger and stuff like that. And it's like, what are we all like, what is the finale gonna look like for the show?
I feel
I
like
have
it's just
no idea.
my guess is Punisher, Daredevil fighting Kingpin and somebody else.
See, I'm almost wondering if it's gonna be more of like multiple things. Like
Could
maybe you
be.
have like Punisher taking on like the cops. And Daredevil going after, I guess, Kingpin or Muse. Maybe Kingpin isn't. I mean, this is a 2-season show, right? Like the whole, it was like to split the story. Maybe he doesn't become the big bad till the end of their original story.
Could
So
be.
maybe this whole like first season is kind of like showing him, like, yeah, he's doing mayor things. He's not really on that cusp yet. But then, like, maybe at the end of the season, something happens. And it starts to drag him down, and then by the end of the second season, then he's the big villain. Because right now, I just don't feel like he's the big villain of this season. I
I
don't
think
feel
he's
like
still
Muse is the big
mayor.
villain. Yeah. So that's kind of. So I really just. I don't know how it's going to end. I really have no idea.
All right, let's say episode 9. Who do you want the conflict to be? If you had to choose, just based on what you know from these 6 episodes, who do you choose to be like the big bad that Matt fights at the end of season 1?
See, I don't even feel like I have somebody that like sounds good at this point. Like Kingpin is always cool, but there just hasn't been that build up between them to where it like it feels like it would be a payoff yet. Muse, I was hoping would be a more interesting character, and it's still, there's still more time, but so far I have found them to be not very interesting. So like another fight between him and him, like after he kicked his ass. Like, okay, he is not really a threat. And then the cops, I mean, I guess that could be interesting, but they're also just like mostly a bunch of nameless thugs, basically. Like, aside from like the main cop and now Cole, who we got his name.
This is going to be my prediction.
Okay, what
I
do you
thought of
got?
this as you were talking to me, because I did read Chip Zdarsky's run, and this like an anti-vigilante task force is based off a comic book run that I've read with Chip Zdarsky's run. City Rain. I don't know if you can see it in the background. It is
Is that
on
the
my wall.
Daredevil behind you? I guess I see two Daredevils behind you.
Yeah, there's
Three Daredevils.
a. Can you see the red behind under Penguin?
Is that the. Oh, yeah. Is it over there in the corner? Yeah.
Yeah, that storyline. It's based off that one where they do have an anti-vigilante task force, but the person they add to that task force is very intriguing. And I think my prediction is it's going to be this person. And I think this is going to be the best fight you could do. And that is a rematch between Daredevil and Bullseye. He's going to bring him back. He's going to release him from prison. And he's going to be like, you know what? You're on my task force. Take down these vigilantes. You're the only one who could take down Daredevil. And
That would be good, but I mean, Bullseye is one of the best people that he could fight, right? Just because of the, everything. And maybe, he gets his chance to actually get his revenge, like Frank said. But at the same time, that's how season three ends, right? So it's just like, are we really just, I mean, is this really just
Rehashing.
season three done over again and maybe slightly worse?
Hey, it is Daredevil born again.
Yeah.
Again.
Again, again, again.
Oh, that's my prediction. That's what I am expecting, a Bullseye fight.
I could see that.
Punisher
You know what would be
involved.
cooler, though? Yeah, it would be cooler is
What's that?
Punisher versus Bullseye. Just
Yes, I
keep
agree with
Daredevil
that.
out of there and just give us Punisher versus Bullseye.
And then it's Daredevil versus Muse or Daredevil plus versus Kingpin. This I feel
Yeah,
I
we don't even
agree.
need Daredevil in the main fight. Let's just have Punisher take on Bullseye.
That would be, I would say Bullseye versus Punisher. If like if you had asked me if it's like Bullseye or Daredevil versus Muse or Punisher versus Bullseye for the last fight, I'm gonna say Punisher Bullseye. And not because Punisher, I'm like, I just really like Bullseye and like what he can do from a just an action
Yeah,
standpoint.
but I would love to see Punisher take on somebody like that, though. We've never
Yeah, I
seen
agree.
like this Punisher take on somebody that's like actually got like, I mean, Billy was like a really good soldier and stuff like that, but not somebody that's like on the cusp of like superhuman, you know, like Bullseye.
He did have one that we've
Who?
seen. Daredevil.
Yeah, I guess. But that was also
Was fun to see.
Daredevil. Yeah, it
He
was
kicked his
good.
ass.
Yeah, he did. And that was good to see. But that's also Daredevil is different from Bullseye too, because
I
Daredevil
agree.
isn't going for the kill, whereas like Punisher would be and Bullseye would be, both going for the kill, and that just makes it a much more like intense fight.
I agree. It would be like Punisher Kingpin all over again. It's like it would just be a really fun fight. I think I think I wouldn't be surprised if that's right. I think Bullseye's fighting one of them. That's my guess.
Yeah, I mean, after the beginning scene and stuff like that, he's still alive. I mean, they almost have to bring him back. That does make a lot of sense.
No one else is being set up to be this exciting.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I
Like,
don't
I
think
don't,
there's
Muse definitely isn't the like a combatant to where like a big fight would be interesting. And we've seen Kingpin fight a bunch of times, and it just doesn't make any sense for why right now, like a fist fight between Kingpin and Daredevil would happen.
Yeah,
To
I
where like they're
don't.
at that point. Like he's the mayor, he's got this task force on his hands, and I don't see Daredevil just going into like the mayor's office and beating up the mayor like
Yeah.
so outright.
I have one question for you, and then we can
Okay.
call it. I know you referred to this earlier. So there is a dinner plans between Yusuf Khan and Matt Murdock.
Yes.
Are we going to see those dinner plans play out this season? Like we're getting Kamala Khan, right? At least like the dinner plan.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I don't know. I don't know how well it would be. I guess it would be kind of interesting to see like a hero like that. I never watched Miss Marvel, but I'm imagining what kind of hero she is interacting with like these type of heroes like Punisher and Daredevil on like
It would
this
be,
brutality side.
you know what this would be? This would be an alternative to Spider-Man and Deadpool.
Yeah, but not
Miss
as good.
Marvel, I don't like, I really do like Miss Marvel. I think she's a really good character. I think I forget the girl who plays her, but she's probably the best part of the Marvels movie because like just her reaction, her normal person reaction to like the crazy shit that she watched. And just her facial expressions is just kind of a treat to watch. Just her freaking out, like, ah, you know, like her freaking out. Same with like Peter Parker to Deadpool. Like her freaking out to the brutality of Daredevil would be interesting. I think it would be really intriguing. Also, it'd add to Daredevil's weird list of people he's met already.
Yeah, his weird
Miss
team.
Mar, he's had dinner with Hulk. He's had dinner with Miss Marvel.
I mean, he had a meeting with Spider-Man, although he doesn't remember that.
Oh yeah, I guess you wouldn't remember
Yeah, no.
that. So yeah. So all right, I think that's it. Anything else before we go, meme?
No, I don't think so. I'm curious to see what the next episode will bring.
I am too. Last doubleheader. Everything else is single episodes.
Oh, we do. Is this another doubleheader next week?
No, this is the last
Oh, this was
doubleheader.
okay. So we just
So
have three
from
more
here,
weeks of. Gotcha.
hopefully, really masterpiece shows.
Yeah. I hope
All right.
so.
All right. Thank you, meme. This is your host, Jake Sherbing, signing off. Yes. Bye.